All right, I'm Perry, this is Hidden Plain Sight. To my right, star of all things Blaze TV and public enemy of Nikki Haley, the one and only Mr. Brandon Steele.
Yeah, dude, fuck Nikki Haley.
Yeah, you're a political prisoner now. Yeah,
dude, they impinged on my First Amendment rights.
You should have capitalized better off that. You should have immediately went live and just started yelling about the government.
I have a right to call Nikki Haley a whore.
Yeah, you're impinging on my right.
This is America.
To call you a cunt.
This is America, okay? I get to call Nikki Haley a hoe.
Now, someone who's definitely not a hoe. Well, actually, that's not true. He fucked a lot. Bobby Hemmett.
He was a slut, not a hoe.
We're going to return to him, and we're going to do something that's only been done twice in the history of this show. We're going to finish a lecture today.
Damn, we actually put one away.
We've been crushing it. I think we have finished two Bobby lectures over the last year and a half, which is better than I believe the first one took 2 years to finish.
Yeah, I mean, that first one was like 6.5 hours.
Yeah, so this is Bobby Hemmett, Satan, the ultimate dark side power. We're going to watch him because David continues to be on his sabbatical. He did, David was tweeting about like how a dog licked his face and now he's got herpes or something. It's very, he's really losing it.
Just a random dog or his dog?
I think he just said a dog. Like, he didn't make it sound like it was girly.
I can't imagine David leaving his house.
He had a series of bizarre tweets that he got some sort of sty on his eye and then.
He got pink eye?
Yeah, but he was trying to fix it by, he was...
I was pissing in my eye trying to get rid of it.
It's not far from that. It was pretty funny. Someone was like, you know, if you rub gold on it, it'll work. And he's like, well, thankfully, I have this discarded wedding ring I can use. It's like, I don't know if he was intending to be funny, but that was
thankfully
funny.
I have this piece of trash now.
Yeah, so he was, I don't know if people were fucking with him, but people were getting him to rub his wedding ring on his pants to heat it up and then like apply it to his eye, like a hot...
I can't believe that's real. I have to assume that's people
fucking with him.
Yeah, it's not good to be in a psychosis on the internet.
Hell yeah.
Just taking people at their word. Like, I don't know, that sounds like it could work. Let's try it.
Is it really any more ridiculous than peeing in a bathtub?
Oh, absolutely not.
Like, it sounds like something he would believe. If colloidal silver helps, why wouldn't you rub it in your
ring? Well, that's David's problem. Once he's going to be like, nah, that sounds too crazy.
Yes, he's too far into the game to start being credulous of these claims. Did you have any idea where we left off on that?
I have not.
The timestamp. I could not tell you anything that was discussed last time.
Not a chance.
It's been probably about 2 months since we watched him. So, well, let's see what Bobby has to say.
Damn male, which is a damn woman.
Wait a second. We already started off with him claiming someone's trans and someone yelling check.
Femininity is a whole nother concept. That's the Maya concept, which has to be doggone manifested by the goddamn male, which is a damn woman.
A male, which is a damn woman?
Maybe. Can you run your filter magic on this audio? I think we need to boost him a little bit. He looks like some sort of specter of death on the screen. He's a void. It's just a black shape where a human should be. His lighting was not great.
No.
Oh, do you need me to play it?
You're good.
Check.
You see? That's all we are. We are split in half and made to think that we're two different opposites.
Mm.
So now I be like, no. Brothers be like, yo, we want you to come over. We want to do a lecture, man, for the brothers.
A what?
A lecture, man.
Organized homosexuality, man.
Wait,
whoa,
what?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hold on.
That took a turn quick.
How did we get here?
Yeah, how did we end up doing gay shit?
I feel like we would have recalled this from the last time.
Damn, I need a last time on Dragon Ball Z.
I know, and usually I would go back through and listen to the episode, but I didn't intend on doing this today. I felt inspired by the spirit.
I said, that's organized homosexuality, man.
Hanging out with the fellas, man, is gay.
The gays is really, the blacks really find this funny.
They're not
gay
fans.
Shit.
No. For you to even come up with some shit by some old niggas, you fucked up. That's a organized homosexuality coming from white society.
Damn.
Oh, the whites are making the blacks gay.
I knew it. We're
I don't necessarily disagree with that. We probably are.
No, this is probably the most accurate thing he said.
There's a reason in Africa they still murder you for being gay.
Yeah. You know, I was just reading about the Rwandan genocide the other day because I thought it occurred to me. Like, that genocide happened in fucking 94 or something like that.
Yeah.
It was in the 90s. But one of the ways they caught the guy who financed it, who, by the way, has been let off the hook by the UN as a few months ago, which, of course, but he bought a fuckload of machetes to import into the country.
Oh,
to
and
be
they were
used.
Like, hey, what do you need all those machetes for?
Yeah, but then,
oh, I'm just cutting, just cutting stuff.
But then that made me realize, like, in 1994, they were doing a fucking genocide with swords.
In like, Africa, they were.
We've had guns for a long fucking time. Like, why can't you?
Look, Africa's the cradle of civilization, and they never really got past, sharp objects.
A genocide with a fucking sword is so goddamn brutal, even compared to, like, gas chambers
or
something.
Oh, just hacking people to death with machetes?
There is no more barbaric way to kill a man than just group machete attacks.
I mean, that's how the cartels, like, kill people to torture them.
Yeah, everyone go watch the Funky Town videos.
But yeah, I mean,
evidence of that.
You know, you'd have thought they'd have developed guns by now.
I mean, I didn't really look into it that deep. I was just having a conversation with ChatGPT about it.
But okay.
Maybe there's some reason. Maybe it ties into the religion or something. You know, you gotta kill a man hand to hand or some shit, but it doesn't, it's not the way I would go about it.
I mean, they're still hunter gatherers. It's not terribly surprising.
And then the fucking dude who bought all the machetes just, he hopped on his helicopter, dipped, and then he lived in Germany for like the next 20 years before he got extradited.
If you're rich enough, you kind of can just, you know, do anything in this world.
Yeah, especially over there. Like a guy who's worth $1 billion over there.
Well, people also don't know this. If you commit a crime in one country, you can kind of just leave.
Yeah, you just got to, Roman Polanski, you can just live in a country with no extradition.
Yeah, they're rarely going to come after you. It's kind of too much work.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass. Now, I do think genocide is probably a big enough crime to where maybe they should have, you know, tried.
Not a blacks.
If you ain't got no damn...
The Browns can get genocided.
Soft leg or...
It's Whitey's fault.
Split tail up in that motherfucker, soft leg up in there with the shit. I don't want to fuck with it. They be like, yo, people be like, yo, we want to do some shit all male. I said, no, you don't want me. That's organized homosexuality.
No, you don't want
you
me.
You ain't got no sisters up in the bitch. Don't fuck. We want to do some shit all women, though.
Hell yeah, Brother Bobby's not down with that gay shit, dude.
No, I'm not speaking to the guys.
Oh,
that's
you
want to
do that gay shit? Well, not me.
Fuck that shit.
Fuck that shit.
Now, I might cave in and go, hey, you know, that's more holes for me. Nah,
more holes for me.
What I'm trying to say here.
Damn, Brother Bobby is crushing so much pussy, he might just switch to pussy.
Well, that, I fuck so much pussy, I might switch to pussy. I very much like that take, which is like, go ahead and be gay, more pussy for me.
Yeah, hey, you take that dude's ass, more pussy for me.
I
fuck so much pussy, I might
switch to pussy. I'm trying to stay here. You know, we want to do some shit all male. No, fuck that. I ain't doing no all male shit. So
nah,
like,
fuck
know,
that.
Just, come on, man. Let's roll. No, man, no. She want to roll, too.
How often is he getting solicited for gay sex?
Well, it probably goes into, like, humiliation ritual shit where, you know, they're always trying to buck break the black man. So everyone, the elite whites are constantly trying to seduce him in order to fuck his ass and make him weak in the eyes of his fellow people.
Remarkable.
I would think.
Yeah, I can't tell if he's saying we made the blacks gay to buck break them or if we just accidentally made them gay.
I think he's just saying white people are gay and our gayness is rubbing off on them.
Oh, okay.
Like, I don't know if we're doing it intentionally or not. It's just we're so gay.
Maybe
like,
that just comes with civilization, you know? We civilized them and that means you're gay now.
Could be. Maybe
only
that
in a
is.
Civilized society can you be gay.
I'm going to speak as if I know what I'm talking about, but I've never thought of it until just this second. Maybe there is something to be said, like when most of your needs are not met as a society, you're more aligned with the base instinct, which is like we have to reproduce. And now that we've gotten to a point where like all our base shit is covered.
Yeah, we're too far advanced.
So there's not that concern for the continuance of the species really isn't there. So maybe I fuck so much pussy, I might switch to pussy. Someone give me a sociology degree.
I think we figured out why everyone's gay. It's society. Civilizations are gay.
Well, then I want to tell you don't understand.
We must return to hunter-gatherer.
Well, that's why in the hunter-gatherer tribes, you're like, you're gay? Oh, you're possessed by a demon. There's clearly something wrong with you.
Well, because to them, that means one less dude is, you know,
like,
capable of producing more hunters and gatherers.
Yeah, they're like, what are you doing, man? We're trying to fucking keep the lineage going. You need to come in a woman.
That you can't see in front of me. See what I'm saying?
I don't remember him being this dark in the video before. Are you seeing, like, he
does look like he looks like a UFO footage.
Yeah, it's like, he looks like a fucking Dementor. There's just, oh, that's a little better, I guess. But
I can't tell if it's just very, like, degraded and grainy or if it's genuinely out of focus.
He looks like that mask that Kanye's been wearing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because we're talking about unity now.
Unity.
We got to get out of this dualism about your man.
Raucous applause for that. Yeah, we got to stop being gay.
I think he said something about marriage.
About your man being different.
Or your man being different?
You see what I'm saying? Your man is a female manifest.
Wait, what?
Your man is a female manifest?
I'm confused as to the point he's trying to make here.
Your man is a female manifest. You are a female negative, which means you draw in. We talk about the same
because of the pussy.
Okay. I think what he's saying is there is not necessarily a separation between man and a woman, more so as we are two halves of the same whole.
Oh, okay, I guess.
Yeah.
Now, you see, when you be fucking so much pussy, sometimes you gotta switch to pussy, you know what I'm saying? I fuck so much pussy, I might switch to pussy. But like, it ain't gay because he a chick.
You see what I'm saying? He's a dagger that sticks out. It complements each other.
All right, the dagger that sticks out.
Yeah, okay, so that is what he's saying. The man is the dagger portion, and the female is the innie portion.
Yeah.
And then when your powers combine.
I understand sex.
Yeah, that's how it works. You use a dagger.
So now all the Tyrone shit, that's government. And I believe the whole government now.
What?
Talking about some Tyrone shit. You can't stand on the stage and talk about all this damn sacred knowledge you're supposed to know. Three dimes and so-and-so, 360, and all this here, and the mothership coming, and then you're going to come around and do some old ghetto shit like that, some old Tyrone bullshit, some old motherfucking damn Section 8 bullshit.
Yeah, no Tyrone bullshit. That's what I'm going to call people when I want to call me N-word now. Hey, can you knock off this Tyrone bullshit?
I think that's been a thing on 4chan for a while.
I didn't
think that was what he's talking about, but it is actually what he's talking about.
Yeah, I don't know what that has to do with gay people, to be honest. It seems like a weird route we're taking.
I think he's just lumping all the shit he thinks is bad into one group, so it's like gay guys, ghetto guys, Section 8 housing.
Nice.
That's an old Section 8 shit, man. That old Section 8 bullshit about the black man being a dog. You perpetuate that bullshit. And because our people damn ignorant, and they go buy that shit and say, yeah, because they want a motherfucking damn crying pillar. So that them
damn, BLM would call him a coon.
They would. They called the fucking, that dude who converts the KKK members, whose name I'm spacing on right now.
I know you're talking about. I forget
his name. I saw a video where they were calling him racist. It's like, goddamn, dude.
Just can't win with these people. What the fuck?
The purity testing is so intense.
Dude, I'm converting the KKK. What the fuck else do you want me to do?
It is kind of nice that we have slightly moved past that level of hysteria. It's not quite as bad as it was, you know, 5-6 years ago. But
yeah.
We got a little kooky for a bit.
Look, you know, the pandemic drove everyone a bit crazy.
I fucked up 1,000 damn sisters because it's hard out here. And the niggas is fucked up. We're not saying that the niggas ain't fucked up, but we all fucked up.
Word.
I'll tell you why I know we fucked up. I'll give you the damn shit.
Give it to us.
I go up and down the East Coast, and every damn city I go, I get 4 or 5 brothers come up to me saying they're into the continents, but they're having problems with their goddamn woman.
Ooh. Damn. Oh, hell yeah. Red pill us, brother Bobby. Hit us with that fucking, that good Andrew Tate shit.
The women are keeping them from receiving the sacred knowledge.
These goddamn broads that are keeping us back.
Always yapping.
That's why everyone's going gay.
My wife, man, she ain't into it. My wife, she run in the other room when I put on a Bobby Hemet tape.
Oh, no.
He's scaring the host.
Damn, you can't have a lady that won't listen to Brother Bobby with you. Can you imagine being like, hey, baby, let's hang out and watch Little Brother Bobby together?
Well, especially...
Man, baby, this shit is crazy. They be making blacks gay, right?
If you're trying to introduce this to someone who has no frame of reference, I just remember this is the same lecture where he said Martin Luther King was a clone.
Yeah, he did. Like, okay, yeah, he did.
Yeah, that's a pretty wild thing to say.
That's pretty cool, ain't it, babe?
Yeah, so introducing, you know, a novice to this level of deep esoteric information.
We're going to Bobby Hemet and chill.
I get so many people, so what I'm trying to
by
say
that,
is,
I mean, I'm going to get blackout drunk.
The sister's fucked up on another level. The brother is fucked up. You already know that. The sister's fucked up because she's too damn domesticated. Come on.
Oh, she's too domesticated.
The nigga start thinking like the brother and be get out of the domestication. All this damn soap opera shit. You see what I'm saying? What's that?
Woo!
Oh, now some nagging biddy is getting
damn. Yeah, but see, the key is, you got to realize this particular part, too. You got to realize this particular part, too. Ultimately, in a few, everybody going to be on the same level, kicking ass and taking names.
Hell
so,
yeah, dude.
Somebody got to be the child, and somebody got to be the adult. Mm-hmm. Now, since you got the knowledge, you be the adult, and you be the child. And just like a child, you just be go, okay, you just at that level right now. Fuck it. You see what I'm saying? And the other person that way, don't even try to rationalize it. You see, just like you got some males got to say, well, you know, she at that level, boom. Well, it's the same thing with females. You see what I'm saying? So, but what I'm trying to say is that we're talking about some stuff about the blueprint as far as reversing what's in you now. Uh-huh. Is you got to get out of domestication on that child-oriented type of that same... bullshit and all.
Wow, this is a weird combination of info. So it's like, it's red pill, but don't have children, which is a weird...
Yeah, don't procreate. They're a burden.
Yeah, well, that is, I mean, again, his source of information for all this is like, whatever society says you should do is the wrong thing to do. So you shouldn't be domesticated and have children. You should get drunk and be a hedonist.
Hell yeah, dude. What sick advice.
Yeah, it does fucking rule.
Yeah, he's the man.
You are advanced goddess beings. That is the energy that's got to tear up this shit, too. And they got you trapped and all because you're thinking about the child, and that's putting you into the future.
Yeah,
the child
fuck
is
those
now
kids.
Yeah, fuck the future.
You see what I'm saying? It's with you. Put that motherfucker on your back. And what I'm talking about, it's not a psychological thing. You understand what I'm saying? They know, the government know, once you had a baby, your thoughts change when you
See? The white man wants us to have children.
Yeah, the kids ruin your brain.
And he's domesticating us. That's not necessarily wrong. Kind of, you know, when you have a kid, your life has to change.
It does rewire your brain.
Yeah, well, because now you got to fucking take care of something else. It really is a burden.
It really is.
It sounds awful to me.
It's really a cross to bear.
Yeah, I'm going to outsource that.
Even on another level. You see what I'm saying? You be the same person. You be doing this shit. As soon as you had a child, you be like, no, man, we can't be doing that shit there, you know. Fuck all, you know, them books and all that kind of shit. No, get that motherfucker some damn soup or whatever. You buy the damn book. Or do what you got to do. Don't damn neglect the consciousness for the child.
Wow, yeah. Fuck your kid.
Well, it's because the kid is distracting you from understanding the esoteric knowledge that's required.
You should be reading about how to fuck.
Well, because when you're raising your kid, you're not using your magic abilities. Although if you have magic, it'd probably make raising a child easier if you could.
No, the kids take your magic.
It could be, I mean, this may be like a horcrux situation where, like, sure, it does continue on your DNA, but a part of you dies or it gets placed into another vessel, so it weakens your overall spirit.
At what cost?
Take care of the adults and the child will fall behind. Somebody got to be sacrificed now.
What?
You see what I'm saying?
Kill your
and
children.
I ain't talking about what
there's only one solution there, buddy. We got to kill your firstborn.
No bullshit about family. Right now, if it's up to the people and my mama be a dead motherfucker.
Damn.
You can give me the knife. I'll kill her up.
I want to kill this bitch.
Well, she did, you know, this may have been before she died, so this would have been her stuffing a turkey with money or whatever the fuck that was, where she hid her Thanksgiving turkey under her bed.
Yeah.
So he probably was just dealing with a dementia-riddled mother and was, you know, itching to put her down.
God, I want to kill her, you know what I'm saying? I want to stab so bad.
If it's the baby, I kill the damn baby.
Damn.
You understand what I'm saying?
I ain't saving nobody.
So this is the, we talking about, oh, but you talking about the parents. Shit, we all the same age any damn way. Now let's go into some other stuff. Come on.
Come on.
All right. So Pandora is for talking about a principle.
Oh,
so
right. Pandora's box was,
oh, right,
the,
was
pussy.
The pussy.
Right, right, right.
Of
okay,
course.
Okay. It's how all could, coming back to me.
How could we forget?
Talking about you going down, neglect the child. It's a mentality. You got to break that domestic.
Yeah, neglecting
cycle.
Children is a whole lifestyle that I can teach you.
It sounds like he's giving this speech to CPS a few times.
No, I'm working on my consciousness, not neglecting the child.
Your Honor,
I gave him soup. I thought that was all I had to do.
That's the kind of shit I'm talking about. We got to break that thing to think that this was a male thing. It's not a male thing. It's all of us. You see what I'm saying? And the brother, you should be upset with a damn nigga. If a nigga telling you to get from around your woman, you say no. If you know your woman is down with the shit, you know no, motherfucker. It's either us or nothing else.
Wow.
Ain't no separating. You see what I'm saying? I ain't no organized homosexuality.
I
got football and
what a weird caveat that I ain't into no organized homosexuality.
What did you hear the examples he just gave of organized homosexuality? It was football and basketball. Let me run that back.
Saying I ain't no organized homosexuality. We got football and basketball and all that bullshit, which is organized homosexuality.
Damn,
which, you know,
sports are gay.
Now
he really was the progenitor of our style.
He rules, dude.
The brother and
football, that shit's gay.
They're organized homosexuality.
And causes them to reincarnate. Talk
these
to
motherfuckers touching each other's butts.
Which is a lower
gay.
Part, that's where the Titans are. Is the mentor, the abode of the Titans, or Cthulhu, the great old one, is up under Hades, which is the deepest subconscious. Let me go through some notes right now.
Man, he is sweating now.
Yeah, okay. He's really, he's really just sweating bullets.
By building a tower. The tower is also symbolic of
the penis.
The kundalini energy.
Yeah,
the killer, which is the backbone.
Just any straight vertical object, that's a dick.
It's been so funny to come to the realization that anything that can be a stand-in for a pussy or a penis will be that.
100% of
it's
the time.
It's just, yeah, the tower is a penis.
Of Osiris, later on known as the Tower of Babel. Or Babel.
Yeah, Babel.
Tower of Babel or Babel. They used to say Babel.
Tower of Babe the Pig.
Man tried to build a tower up
that
to God.
That pig went
God
to a new city.
Build a tower.
And fucked them all
that
up.
That was a pretty good tower.
They spoke different languages, which means they were confused, which the tower means it's almost like going into slavery, and you y'all going to get hit in the head and speaking another language on your own.
What?
What the fuck was that metaphor?
That was like you go into slavery and you got hit on the head and speak a new language of your own?
Well, the Tower of Babel is slavery, and you go into it and you get hit in the head. And
you
now
forget
you
your language.
I
okay.
think he's saying like brainwashing. Maybe.
Right,
you forget your ancestral roots.
You start talking gay.
Yeah.
And
playing
result,
basketball.
They couldn't
gay guys. Kobe Bryant, homosexual.
He gay. Michael Jordan, gayest of them all. That's why they call him the GOAT. Gayest of all time. Bussy, technically not gay if you look at it in the proper context.
The Titan gods were famous in the famous episodes of the same battle as the fallen angels in the biblical fall of Satan and his angels. So the fallen angels, Satan and his angels that fell from heaven, is the Titans, which was put down here in the physical realm. That's you. You are Satan and Satan's angels.
Whoa.
Now.
Nice, dude.
Wait, we're the demons?
Yeah, dude.
Well, I guess probably not us.
We're Satan's angels.
Right, because again, right, the Bible is a trick to get us all to believe that
they
God is
it.
The good guy, but really Satan is the good guy, which means you got to be satanic to be aligned with proper forces.
Satan's chill.
We know we get into the right shit because the cracker tried to reverse the energy this summer.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. We tried to reverse Uno, the Bible.
Damn, we're so fucking devious.
The black man, and the black man went to hell, but then he put another person came and tried to turn him to the light. But the Satan's bomb was going to take over the earth, so they reversed it. They're trying to get this in your psyche. Because they know some of us are coming metaphysically
And I wonder what he thinks about shit like murder. More, like, is murder good?
Depends on who you're killing, I guess.
I mean, I guess he did just say kill his mother.
Yeah, I mean, mothers, babies.
And become the leader of hell's spawn. Instead, he went back to the damn light side. And the man said, every 400 years, we get a new person. Because they're talking about every 400 years of the time, when somewhere in the 2,000-year period, or the 3,000-year period, when all our shit came crumbling down, they kept getting motherfuckers to come and get rid of the esoteric part where we rise and put motherfuckers back into fundamentalism.
Wow.
Okay.
You get it? So they reversed it. You see what I'm saying?
So every time someone gets a movement going, they get struck down, which is actually relatively true, I think.
Yeah, we got to flip it.
The Gnostics say that Adal Abras Zeus wants to keep mankind in ignorance of who he is and keep him in prison so he does not find out who he is based on ignorance. Ignorance keeps you in prison. So does Jesus of Christianity.
Damn, Jesus is doing that to us.
Nice.
Christianity does keep black people ignorant by the so-called fear of hell and faith. So the first thing a Christian say is, that old intellectual stuff you dealing with there, that's not of God.
Oh, you shouldn't think. Oh, God wants you stupid.
Right. Well, they declare, they tell him everything he's talking about is retarded.
Right, right.
So he's like, well, that's because God doesn't want me to know this information.
Of course, of course.
It's kind of, he's trying to be the snake in the garden. He wants to be the dude who gives you all this forbidden fruit, I guess.
Yeah.
In the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a large snake, but...
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Welcome to the Snapple Market Auditory Experience. Close your eyes. Imagine you're walking into your neighborhood store. You make your way to the back and reach for your favorite Snapple flavor. You can't wait. You take a sip. Whoa, that's a lot of flavor. Mm-hmm. What flavor are you holding? Now open your eyes and check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavorful Snapple near you.
That's a channel off my own head. But anyway, it's coming from the composites. You get the Gnostic scriptures, and the Gnostic scriptures talk about how man is in bondage based on ignorance, not based on original sin. He fell in sin, or born in sin. The original word sin is skin. You're born in sin, which means restriction. Your body is a restricting vessel, which is called, it's also called, that's called the nephesh, which is called the shell.
Yeah.
Of course it is.
One last word on Prometheus. Zeus had a son by Tethys.
Come on, Bobby, you're so close to the end. Power through.
Overthrow Zeus. Prometheus knew this secret and kept it away, and as a result, this was his punishment, where they hurled him to Tartarus.
Damn,
his
he is.
Later on is known to be
it's just hearing someone labor to read is always funny.
Yeah.
And was rewarded.
Struggling to read mythology.
Just like, yeah, like when you can tell someone's going word by word trying to read.
Promethazine.
It's like trying to watch someone with dyslexia read.
I mean, I think we probably are doing exactly that.
That's true. That would make sense. Any Greek book. That's why he thinks everything's inverted.
I suggest
because the words
are. Definitive text, which is Robert Graves' Greek Myths by Robert Graves. But I want to do a few more things on this Titan thing. And it says, let me get this right. It talks about El Marduk, the champion god,
Marmaduke,
defeated Allah and the goddess. And the goddess of the Typhons of old and cast them into the underworld. Now, this is what it says. The solar empire, which is the Christ right here, the solar empire was established lasting till the present day and was left man in the state of ignorance. That's that sun out there, which is the false god, hidden from the facts of his
Wait,
origin.
The sun is keeping us ignorant?
Of the fallen one.
Apparently.
This particular epic is also talked about the image of mankind, decline of mankind, since the golden age where the Typhons of this particular planet. And it says, as related openly in writings in writing, the gateway of liberation has been kept secret. Threshold in the wisdom of Tiamat will surface, and the earth and the solar gods was enacted. So they're saying this, and basically what they're talking about, this particular gateway that was shut down is when this particular sun became visible and you fell into this physical world. These are just...
Oh, okay.
Okay, so to recap here, I think what he's saying is there used to be some variety of Stargate that existed.
Yeah.
And then when this sun came into the current position, the Stargate closed, which forced us all to our physical bodies where we suffer for eternity.
And now we're just ignorant and gay.
intellectual ways of trying to understand this thing. Now, it says this. It says the classic myth of the seventh planet was to be considered a sleeping titan. Now, as you know, in the Muslim thing, Muhammad is supposed to have gone to the seventh heaven.
Referring to Islam is the Muslim thing.
The seventh planet is
the sleeping titan. Indeed, when traveling the threshold, his reawakening inaugurates the return of the titan race. Not only the return of the titans is brought about by crossing the barrier of light, also the return of their forefathers of mankind, the old ones. Saturn will fall will be illuminated once more. And from titanic soil, life will spring again. The oak tree, which is the box in Lovecraft mythos, is also called the Titanic, or the Titan threshold. The oak tree is also symbolizing the Kundalini. Anytime you hear the word tree, that's also the energy inside
right, tree
of your
equals
body.
Penis, of course.
Inside. Earth is now in exile. Lucifer has fallen into the material existence. The energy center is corresponded in early terrestrial life form, the fifth element on
the
planet.
He has this weird way of breaking up words he can't pronounce to like emphasize the wrong syllable that makes it uninterpretable to me.
Yeah, well, he doesn't know the word, so he's just kind of guessing of where to break it up.
And the Titan will
Lucifer.
He's just kind of winging it.
So it's all this stuff is talk about the Titanic race. Now, this leads to the damn movie, Titanic. Number one for the mere fact...
I was going to say, it's got to be that or Remember the Titans, but I guess this is pre-Remember
the Titans.
Yeah,
Remember the Titans wasn't out yet, but I love Titans, Titanic.
What do we think the odds are of him calling Leo DiCaprio gay?
1,000%.
They named the boat Titanic, it was doomed to fail because that was a certain energy they put on it, and that energy would already fall into Tartarus or the lower Earth, so the shit sank. The reason why the cracker brought the movie back out is because so he could sink the Titanic again.
Damn.
He is talking about
sinking
it. Wow.
The Titanic energy.
Fuck, we're good.
This is why you do shit. You figure, what the motherfuckers is all... And the movie was an awesome-ass movie. I got to give it to you. But the key is they did this to sink it again, just like they took Spawn and put him out so Spawn could rebel against the damn... underworld, which is your true self. Now we're gonna get into some real
What?
Spawn was the movie with, is that Wesley Snipes or no? That's Blade.
Spawn. I forget
who
the actor.
That's the guy in the mask, right?
Yeah, I forget who the actor was.
Yeah, I don't know who played it, but so Spawn, good guy. Titanic, bad guy.
Wow.
I guess.
Superior energies on what that means in a first doggone minute on what that means.
I'm surprised he liked Titanic.
So
I thought that movie fucking sucked.
Brother Bobby's a film connoisseur.
It says that Horus of Crowley's mythology is what a name, a flaming name.
Crowley's mythology
of the mother of Isis and Osiris, but it is the powers of evil, Satan. One guy said when he first read this, he got a little upset as a young man, but he was trying to find out what a guy named Montage Summers was talking about in his book, History of Witchcraft. And what he was actually talking about here, he was actually talking about a dark Horus, which is the daytime thing is later mythos, which initiates the Christ and the cart before the Horus.
Wow.
The nighttime shit is talking about a Horus of the dark god, which is in fact Satan, which is the true essence and the true energy. Now we're going to go into this particular satanic thing in a few minutes, so you can understand what it is in glossary terms on what the shit is. What it is this. The physical realm is totally reversed of what your realm is because you are the god of chaos. You get that?
Right.
Now, the ancient word for Satan is a cursor. And a cursor simply means totally opposite from nature.
What?
Zeus presides over nature.
Uh-huh.
Nature is only in the context of this particular realm.
Right.
Okay? This particular realm.
I'm waiting for him to tie this together.
In order to get to the other realm, you must rebel against nature and everything in this particular realm, and that is what Satan is. Satan is supposed to be the total opposite or the reverse of this world.
Okay, so that is just the sort of distillation of his whole point, which is everything the man is telling you to do in this physical reality.
Do the opposite.
Do the exact opposite, because that's the only way you can defeat the evils of the world.
Have kids? No, kill your kids.
Yeah, kill your kids. Kill your mother.
Yeah, kill everyone.
Get drunk. Cheat on your wife.
Yeah, job? Fuck your job.
Yeah, don't pay taxes.
You understand what I'm saying? Since you fell into this world, you are the total reverse of this world because you came from another world in a higher world.
That's why I drink and fuck so much.
Because we're fallen.
Right. Oh, no, I've come from a higher realm.
We're fallen angels.
Oh, addicted. No. I come from a higher realm. This is normal.
You ain't worried about what it really truly means. You just don't want to put no shit up in your house and some motherfucker come in and say, that motherfucker devil worship.
You know, if you had anything to drink, sir. No, I'm from a higher realm, officer.
I'm rebelling against Zeus.
It ain't about that. It's not even about
no, you don't understand. You see, the wild man made us all gay.
The Super Bowl is homo.
let's see what it's actually talking about here. Let's go to some glossary and try to find out.
Step out of the car.
Is.
Okay. Hands by your head. Oh, okay.
Prototype of Seth. Seth, the first and therefore the oldest of the gods, the prototype of Shaitan or Satan, the god of the south. And the
dirty
star,
south.
Sophis, or Sirius. Well, there
you go. Crunk devil would be kind of nice.
Comes from the word soot or set. And in the Quran, it gives up the clue. It says that this is the God that created both male and female from one single ejaculated semen. He is the Lord of Sirius.
What?
One single ejaculated semen. That was all it took. One cum.
That'd be so nice. Like, there's zero cleanup. You just got one
cum.
One. It's like a single speck of drizzle.
Shoot them out one at a time.
Yeah, like an 1800s rifle.
the devil of darkness. And in there they say the devil of darkness simply means that the black man was negroid within as well as out. Negroid being within means melanin. We'll get into the science of that in a few minutes.
Okay.
Let's go on.
Hell yeah.
Listen. The soul or sun, i.e. Isis, Sept, is the goddess of the seven stars, represented astronomically as Ursa Major in the northern heavens. The word Sept or soot means black. That indicates not only the generative nature of this god, but also in associated with the night world, Amenta. For from the being a god of heaven, Set fell beneath the horizon and was considered in later mythologies to be the
I don't know why Hippolytic is so fucking funny to me.
Because he struggles
in
so much.
In the magical terms, Set is the
a man that's so verbose having difficulty doing basic reading.
Activism. There you got it. There you have it. Now we're going into the metaphysical thing on what we're trying to deal with here.
Wow. What are we dealing with?
Why they don't want your ass to understand some shit?
Because it's confusing.
Let me show you what I'm talking about to understand. What is this road going on, and why they don't want you to understand this?
Starts trying to dick and balls and a pussy on the wall.
We know
all right, now who knows what these are? Right, symbols of power.
It's talking about Jesus. Now they know we got into the metaphysical thing, and they're all telling you to go in
now,
there.
Now, this is the pussy, and this over here is the pussy. Now, what is the difference between the two? White man.
White man invented the penis.
White man invented the pussy. Pussy wasn't a thing until the white man made it.
What's really going on here is this. In the fall of 95, I went to New York
and did gay shit.
But not scripted. It was totally spontaneous.
With this metaphysical thing that happened, because the first metaphysical stuff started here in Atlanta. Although you had Delbert Blair.
Yeah, he's home of the metaphysical UFOs Atlanta.
I wonder if by metaphysical you just mean gay.
Robert Calloway,
could be.
And a whole bunch of things we was doing at Black Media at the time. And the damn phenomenon started from here. Then, you know, and you had one or two people, Reverend Valentine up in New York, when he came out with the Delbert Blair tape. And that whole nine yard and the meeting of the metaphysical masters. But anyway, we understand after 1994, after the Dogon did the Six Sigi ceremony, they had a bookstore in New York called Samuel Weiser, and the shit just closed down. Now, this bookstore was open when occult material wasn't even popular. Then when it gets popular, the store just closed down. So we go up to New York, and I ask them, do they have this book, the Necronomicon? Now, I'm not talking about the little black book. There's another one put out by School Press.
Man, we got the bullshit
got
Necronomicon.
He got that real shit.
The white boy said, no, we don't deal with that kind of shit. No, man, that stuff we don't deal with. That stuff is dangerous. Right then, I knew some shit. I said, well,
dangerous.
I done did every damn ritual up in that shit, and I'd end up mad, because only shit be happening. I'd just be standing up in the damn room, TV be on, and I'd be mad as shit. Ain't nothing happening.
Damn, he got let down by the Necronomicon.
Listen, I done did every satanic and so-called Necronomicon ritual in the world.
That's a lot of jerking off.
Yeah.
I done came on everything.
Because you can't produce no energy in what you, no more than what you made out of. So when the cracker was saying, yeah, we getting stab wounds, we getting burnt up and all this kind of stuff, I said, oh, we own this stuff here. If these white people are physically getting messed up, and I done did all this stuff, but ain't nothing happening.
Oh, okay, okay, you know? Okay. He's just such a powerful magician that he can handle all this shit, because the white man, it's like a vampire being exposed to sunlight.
Yeah.
He can't. So the white man trying to do devil magic doesn't work because we lack the proper amount of melanin.
Yeah, that makes him gay.
Yeah, to facilitate the magic. We can only do gay shit.
Yeah, it doesn't even matter, Brother Bob.
I had to start cussing them out. And then I don't even get them to do nothing no more. I just like, you just better be ready when I come. Because I'm your damn daddy.
What?
I'm your daddy. Remember I told you about that?
I'm your daddy.
We on top now. I'm your daddy. You just better behave when I come.
Uh-huh.
And I understand.
When I come.
We go up there, these white people were saying, no, we don't mess with nothing, no. And I'm saying, damn, what the hell is going on here?
Damn, you white people don't even do satanic rituals? What the fuck's going on?
What's going on here? Okay.
Y'all don't do Necronomicon shit?
Scene ship.
Those fucking those ceremonies are so goddamn involved. Like, that is to, I don't think people understand to do everything in the fucking Necronomicon.
Yeah,
would
dude,
take,
that's a lot of time.
That's a lot of there's stuff. You gotta draw stuff. You gotta charge it under a full moon. You gotta fuck on top of it. There's all kinds of. It's a very involved process.
Yeah, the rituals are not simple at all.
Sometime this summer, I go up in the Sphinx. Metaphysical books, though. I said, she said, yeah, you know, the Samuel Weiser, there's the bookstore that closed down, but they got a book company. That's the books with the Ankh on the side. Okay. And they got a catalog. They say, you know, Samuel Weiser, they just got rid of all their black arts and all the Necronomicon and all the other particular strong energy stuff. They just discontinued out of their catalog. So something happened.
The white man.
In the spring of the year, I went to Avalon Bookstore. Charles said, yeah, we going out of business, man. I said, he said, we going out of business. There's a white boy up there. Now, this is interesting. There was another white boy up there was the shit. Man, this mug knew all the shit. His name was Larry.
Yeah, are you trying to figure out what he's drinking
there?
Yeah,
okay. I am. Damn, a whole jug. I doubt that's water.
There's not a chance in hell that is water.
That's got to be jungle juice, dude.
Yeah, there is no way. He, well, because the white man thinks drinking water is good.
Yeah,
which
he
means
can't.
You, You can't be drinking water.
The white man would tell you don't get blackout drunk while you're talking to people about metaphysical shit. But actually,
yeah. You're supposed to.
That's exactly what you're supposed to do.
Look at that. Reminds me. I haven't had that. I don't even know what the fucking juice was called, but those gallons of juice they used to sell that were just like a vibrant blue or orange or whatever.
Well, those aren't those like the progenitor of buzz balls?
Not Tapatio. I don't remember what it's called. No, I mean, buzz balls are just like cocktails. This shit was just a dollar store.
Just jug like, of booze?
No, it wasn't booze. It was just like fruit punch, but somehow even less fruit punchy than...
even like less percentage of juice?
Yeah, like it's a step below Kool-Aid packets.
Get into Crazy House.
Tampico, I think?
But see, Charles and them, they wasn't backing down. What had happened was the government came in and told them all, get rid of all the shit.
Oh, the government took away the Necronomicon?
Damn.
The dark arts. Said, why? Says these goddamn niggas done caught on to it.
Damn. They done figured out the magic.
See, we was fooling with the metaphysical stuff, talking about the light stuff.
The leader of the FBI walking into a bookstore.
There one or two up in this shit.
I wish this would have been a plot in Harry Potter.
Get rid of all the stuff. Okay.
You're a word, Harry.
Where they figure out, like, oh no, the blacks have figured out magic.
Oh, what a funny thing for the FBI to be concerned about.
Sir, we have the report on blacks figuring out how magic works. Oh, God.
Yes, the N-word have figured out the magic.
Oh, no, the jig is up. They know how to cast spells. Quick, take away the Necronomicon. Take away the dark arts books.
I said, what the hell are you talking about, man? I said, you go to Little Fire, you see them motherfuckers dressed with damn black, you know, them witches and dressed with all that black shit on their head, and them spikes. I said, them motherfuckers will be up in here tomorrow. A week later, he closed down. Spirit told me, said, that nigga, they put the pipe to that nigga head and told him he got to go.
Damn, they told him he had to close.
I go up in his face.
It's like some 1930s mafia shit.
Can't be teaching these blacks magic.
You got any darker stuff up in here? Talking about some real deal shit? The guy said, no. He said, we don't carry it no more. He said, why? He said, there's too many dark spirits out here.
FBI threatened to fuck my ass.
Well, it should also be pointed out that some of those spells, like the truly dark stuff, literally calls for murdering people. Okay. So that it's possible the same way, like the Anarchist Cookbook isn't really stocked in bookstores anymore. It could be. Probably not good to have books.
Probably got to print that out yourself.
Yeah.
Too many dark spirits out here, and we don't want to push nobody over the edge. I said, I don't want you talking about. I said, that shit.
Right now, I'm on the edge, so don't push me.
The energy of black.
I am straight for
you. We
your
don't want to push nobody over push the edge. I said, oh, so you talking as if somebody done came and gave you the warning. If some of these little white children go crazy up in here, we going to damn prosecute your ass.
Damn, these white children losing their minds for magic.
Trying to do black magic and went crazy.
I said, I go down to 7 on the bookstore.
This is the equivalent of the story about the guy who takes acid and thinks he's a glass of orange juice for the rest of his life. There was a white kid once, he did magic, been gay ever since.
Why, black magic making all the white kids gay? FBI said, no.
J. Edgar Hoover,
he gay himself, but he hate gays.
That's why his name is Hoover. Sucks like a vacuum.
I said, oh, okay.
Mr. Hoover said we got to investigate this black magic making kids fags. Now I can't hear that.
Because the government might come and say, you suggested this to this person.
They fagifying the children.
I don't know how he squares the circle of, like, most of this fucking magic shit is just white nerds. Like,
I think that's what he's offended by.
Like, Aleister Crowley, he wasn't a fucking cool dude. He was a dweeb.
Well, but he did fuck a man in the ass in Egypt.
For magic.
Yeah,
for magical magic purposes.
I had to skip that one because, you know, the gay shit.
So I go back, he said, no, we don't sell none of this dark stuff. I say, oh, so now you're getting like Christianity now. Mm. They done kept all the knowledge from all the people.
Oh,
now,
so you're a sellout.
Oh, okay, and where the Harry Potter's at? I'm trying to learn magic. You know about Tom Riddle? That motherfucker crazy.
Middle name Marvola.
You know what that spell? Voldemort.
I said, well, goddammit, what is...
Said, now they tell you Voldemort is a bad man, said, but that's just a white man invert reality. So in reality, Voldemort the hero.
Said, Harry Potter's the devil.
Harry Potter, thing. Bad man.
And we're supposed to do something about the damn thing. I hear what the man, you know, we deal with what is. I said, oh, I see what it is, because y'all trying to keep this shit afloat. And I said, oh.
Imagine you running a bookstore, Brother Bobby said, comes in and just berates you for not having enough black magic books.
It'd be the greatest day of my life. I think, I mean, working at a bookstore is one of the most boring fucking jobs you could have. And so,
where the black magic books at? We're actually not carrying those anymore. Why the fuck you ain't carrying them?
Yeah, you know, they called for, like, you know, murder and sex crime.
Why the fuck? You try? Oh, the FBI told you not to carry the books.
Yeah, the CIA was in here.
Okay. I see what's going on.
You don't understand.
I'll go steal from someone else.
That isn't the point. He doesn't buy books. He's repeatedly said how much he just steals books.
No, that's like his motto is don't pay for the books, just take them.
Well, I'm now thinking there's probably a decent chance that these guys had these expensive books and they just didn't want to let him see them because they knew he'd fucking steal them.
He's just a serial book thief.
Let me see your most expensive book, please.
He's actually banned from most bookstores.
Cool. Yeah,
Barnes and Noble will no longer let him in.
Yeah, his picture's up behind the counter.
Yeah, 7-Eleven.
I said, my power's so damn high, that stuff, because the spirit said, man, what the hell are you doing them rituals? The power is within your ass.
Literally.
You can't get no more out of your ass.
In your ass.
That's the only way to get it out.
That's why being gay ruins it. The power comes out of your ass.
It gets plunged in too deep. Can't extract it.
Get all backed up.
A concept. I said, I'm dealing with it on an intellectual level because I'm already spiritual.
Wow.
Word.
I said, it's a concept. No, you don't need to be dealing with that either. I said, oh, okay. I said, I was just playing with the damn man.
I had done
all the stuff years ago.
That's it.
I was just seeing where these
that dude is
were.
Into
said,
it.
Okay, yeah. We got the ultimate power now. I say, okay, you talking about the dark side. And I say, I see where y'all going now with this thing. And so now what it is, they done put up Deepak Chopra and all these people, and they got them meditating all and all this
stuff.
Oh, the
meditating
is
gay.
They got all these thousands of crackers meditating and all this kind of stuff here, and all that kind of shit. I said,
I disagree. Deepak Chopra is gay.
All the thing we got to do is find out who the hell we are, and the melanin are already lined up for your ass.
Wow.
You ain't got to do no ritual and no worship and all that old shit, because that's for white people.
Oh, the rituals is for the white people.
We did stuff like that years ago because we had to keep the civilization we had afloat. We manipulated the physical realm in the temples.
Yeah.
But now, in the Book of Law, it says all rituals are African. So it's not talking about a ritual is doing something to a deity to get some particular energy, a favor. Since you are the deity incarnate,
wow. Oh, black people are gods. They can't. They don't need to do rituals.
Right. Well, all rituals are just done for anything you do is a ritual because it's being done to curry favor with yourself.
Rituals, white people shit.
I knew it.
You see what I'm saying? The elect in the Book of Enoch said the elect is here. The angels, the Zohar says, the ancient Zohar says what? The angels, the man on earth said God is on high. Well, the angels in heaven say the man lives on earth. Elijah Muhammad said there was a black man on Mars and he used to worship the niggas down here.
Right.
Used to worship your ass.
That's right.
The black
That's
man on
right.
Mars. So now, dealing with this particular science.
They really do love being told
science,
that.
They love it, dude.
Yeah. Now, let's go into some other stuff so you can understand this.
Let me understand.
Now,
he keeps saying that, and then I never understand.
Well, that's the fun part. Is every time he says that, you're about to be confused.
He's talking about the deepest part of your subconscious.
Okay.
Is right next to the G spot.
I'm gonna clear it up in a few minutes. Let's
now,
go
if you go up there with two fingers and you start feeling around,
the G is for gay.
Yeah, you get to it. Now, yeah, with a woman, but still gay. Now, for the man, the gay G spot is up the butt.
God is supreme importance.
The FBI don't want you to know that.
That's the hidden knowledge that they try to hide from you. Is there's a G spot in your ass?
They killed MLK.
Because he found the G-spot in the booty.
In Lower Mesopotamia.
That's what he dreamed about.
Shaitan is a god worshipped by the Yazidi tribe in Lower Mesopotamia.
Who the fuck are the Yazidis?
The
I don't know. Ancient
Sumerian
Muslim
Sumerian
things.
Tradition. The biblical version of this that God and Satan is degenerated and degraded, and the meaning of power, which was originally represented and made the formula of a cult on a supreme level, became the epitome of evil.
I just like that God or Satan is called Shaytan. That's what Club Shay Shay is.
It sounds like
Shannon Sharp's a demonic ritual.
It sounds like something from Dune.
Rebel against your stuff. I mean, all this stuff is fucking nerd shit.
Yeah, I mean, the Necronomicon's not. It's a book.
Yeah, it's nerd shit.
Yeah.
It's like if I base my life on Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, it's gay goth shit.
In human history of the race. Shaytan.
This really is the black version of, yeah, God. This is, he's black Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, kill your children, fucking drink and fuck.
We're all stars in the dope show.
Yeah. None of this fucking matters. Do whatever you want. We're all going to die.
The word Shaytan is a form of Set. Now, in many Kabbalistic meanings, in which has been dealt with fully, it conceals the magical formula of sex magic. And the current mean of Satan's work.
Sex magic.
Yeah.
Who has failed to the corruption of Satan's name, who has failed to understand the true formula because they degraded the image. Now, look at this. Sirius, the dog star, in arcane tradition, a vast star, Sirius, symbolizes the sun behind the sun, i.e., the true father of the universe.
Uh-huh.
Sirius was the primordial star of all times.
Okay.
He was known in Egypt as the Javelin One, therefore the creator and the reflector. Sirius was known as Set, the original headless one.
Okay. So what he's saying, this is going back to the sun thing.
Right.
Sirius is the original god, and then our stupid sun came in and blocked us from being able to see it. Although, isn't Sirius the brightest star in the sky?
I think so, yes.
Isn't it literally the easiest one to see?
Well, you know, that's what they say.
But that's Satan up there, which is a good thing.
Yeah, Satan's cool, dude.
In the lower region of the south was known in Egypt
and
as
that Harry Potter, Sirius
the
Black.
There you go. The signs are everywhere when you know what to look for.
The Lord of eternal,
which is just anything you can manipulate to sound right.
Which is anything that proves your point.
Yes. The moral place as hell. So you get the word on, which comes from Anubis. You get the word set, and you put them together, and you get set on in Egypt.
Set, hike, and what does that mean? Gay football.
He really does keep hitting set like quarterback.
In Chaldea, and then from Chaldea, from Greece, you get the word Titan.
Damn, I thought you said Medea instead of Chaldea.
You get the word Titan. Now,
Medea goes to the underworld.
That's the part right there.
I'm here to save you, baby.
Okay, come on.
Hades can't stop me.
Okay, yeah, we got to go into the demon part.
She's got chocolate coins on her eyes. She's taking them off.
All right, time to infiltrate the underworld, bitch.
Yeah.
Who is this?
Yeah.
The fuck was that?
Whoever can sit down, grab a seat, or whatever.
Some lady must have gotten drunk and started talking. Oh, maybe they took a break.
She tried to finish the video.
Everybody needed a drink, I guess.
Study beyond the lecture, okay? Y'all ready? Because I need a little quiet.
Yeah, we all right. Shut the fuck up.
Now this one's gonna really get
or I'll
you.
Kill you.
You ready? Okay. You ready?
Sit.
Satan. Testing.
Oh damn, the white man ruined his microphone.
You need some more batteries, you think? Testing.
Well, you're just fine, dude. What are you talking about?
This is the devil, or I'm sorry, this is God playing his tricks on Brother Bobby.
Wow, silent movie. I fuck
so much pussy, I might switch the bus. Thank you, Brother Eric.
Fair point, Brother Eric. Maybe we should all consider switching the bus these days. Now, look, some will tell you it's lollicon, but in reality, it's a short, stacked, thick goblin.
Right,
That's what they all look like. Now, it looked like a child, but the white man wants you to think it's a child. It's not really a child. She's 4,000 years old.
The white man wants you to think it's wrong to have sex with kids.
But reality, we found a loophole, and it's okay.
I fucking love that noise. Hey, it's the noise that ends a career.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
And they didn't want this stuff to get out because it would have torn up.
Cavill's just put out a video defending him.
The word derived from Africa.
Sometimes you're in too deep.
Yep.
On meaning dog, jackal, which represents the father of the wolf, the dark god of ancient Egypt, or the dark twin of the bright Horus. Mm-hmm. Known as Set or Soot, the word of darkness, which our word suits.
I feel like he's read the same fucking passage 10 times in a row.
I actually am kind of wondering if he keeps reading the same paragraph.
Because why would the book continually clarify set or soot? Like, you'd only got to do that once.
Well, and no one in the crowd is, like, probably smart enough to be able to tell if he's doing that.
Well, because the passages are so bizarre, it's hard to commit them to memory. So it sounds the same, but it could be entirely
Anubis
different.
Anubis was the earliest form of Set Horus.
Yeah, we already talked about Anubis, too.
The devil star, Sardis, Sirius, the dog star. Set on, combined with the image of the blackbird Set, is the golden jackal of the desert. And the dark and bright twins. The Christians moralized Set on and became the adverse opposite, making Set evil and Horus good. In the earliest, i.e. Typhonian phase of symbolism, On was the lunar calf eight, sacred as the dog-faced baboon in the primal mysteries.
What?
Hence, the dog-faced baboon?
The black bird of the dog became still for the Christian zoo type, a primal evil.
Christian
now,
zoo types?
What wow. is this particular Set? In order to find out what this particular Set is, you must understand this particular word. This particular word.
F-A.
Which is called Hadit. Which in Arabia, it is called this word.
And?
Get this right. In Arabia.
Uh-oh.
Get this right. In Arabia.
In Arabia.
Oh, no.
It's called this word. Kadis. The primal creative energy, Hadit or Kadis, abides as cold waves named Kadis, signifies the dimension beyond the gap, awaking the dream consciousness.
Oh no, awakening in the dream.
And the Chaldean form is called Hadit.
It's all fucking tied together.
A infinitely small atomic point. Bindu, Hadit is the hidden god. Had is one ad or da or thos, which Set produces Yog Sothos. Now, it says that Had is the Chaldean form of the god Chaiton, which is Mesopotamia. Had means the black dot or dot.
Uh-huh.
So what is Satan?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Your true essence or your true subconscious is what it actually means.
Okay. So now we're getting to fucking like Carl Jung shit. So
Satan is the subconscious.
Right, that's the shadow self, but that's a good thing.
That's the true self, though, because it's black.
Right, so we need to incorporate the shadow self, which is actually the Satan self.
So kill your kids and quit your job.
Yeah.
Now, Carnazon, a triple...
Carnazon?
Destination...
Does that mean hard in Spanish? Ego.
Maybe.
That needs to be brought into play on the ultimate realization of phenomena. Carnazon dissolves the ego as regarded to ego in the essence of evil. The concept of Carnazon is vitally important of the magic of Mob Zone. Which Carnazon is actually talking about dissolving the ego, and how you dissolve this particular ego is to face the true self in what you are, which is the dark substance of demonology. Now, let me explain this to you. See this? Let me explain this to you, what this is. In this particular book, the book Pacts with the Devil, they'll tell you that they're going to go into the Grail Stone, because the Grail Cup was also called the Grail Stone.
I don't think I've ever heard of someone reading a book about a pact with the devil for the purpose of trying to make a pact with the devil.
Yeah.
Anytime you hear the word stone,
like Inception.
That means melanin. So before it was the Grail Cup, or the Holy Grail, it was in Arthurian mysteries, get the movie Excalibur to understand it was called the Grail Stone, which is called the Stone of Lucifer. From the stone, a flint stone. You get the
ooh,
flint stone.
Flint stones.
Wow. Up this flint, fire,
the
spark,
the flint stones were Luciferian?
Hell yeah, I knew it. That's how Fred got such a hot wife.
Eat the flint stones.
Well,
they're
wrong.
A very satanic family.
Yeah. So you want me to put it
they
in?
They worship the devil.
Yeah, okay.
What is... He keeps fucking with his microphone.
Yeah, your mic is fine, dude.
Well, also, he speaks so fucking loud. He doesn't need a microphone.
Right.
He's constantly shouting.
Lucifer, as Lightbringer, simply means pineal gland. Now...
Of course.
What is
I
the
see.
Lord of Hell? The Lord of Hell, Osiris, means the black one. In Egyptian mysteries... symbolic of generative power, operating from the darkness of a mentor in magical terms. The hidden god...
Isn't Osiris the wisdom guy?
Vitality in darkness.
I always get the Egyptian shit confused.
And
they have a lot of roles.
Of the subconscious. Mythology, the father Horus, is the Manichaean inner mentor and the sacred bull. And what this means is basically that Osiris is also a form of the deep form of the subconsciousness. Is what it's actually talking about. The deepest form of the actual of the subconsciousness is what it's actually talking about.
Remember,
I told you about a mythology that I say you could get in. You could get it in
the world.
Miriam Lichten's book. Miriam Lichten's book.
I am a man. Down syndrome.
You could also get it in E. Wallace Budge's book called From Fetish to God. From Fetish to God in Ancient Egypt. And you could also get it in E. Wallace Budge's book called The Legends of the God. And
E. Wallace Budge?
Talk about the destruction of mankind.
He's making the shit up. There's
is
no
that
fucking
really
way.
That can't be someone's name.
Supposed to be these
I refuse to believe there's a man whose name is E. Wallace Fudge.
I thought he said Budge.
Either one is still is
yeah,
just
neither
dumb.
Neither is a real name.
Was a kind of man. This particular mankind
unless you
want
to go Cornelius Fudge, which once again brings us back to Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Man, which is the white man.
J.K. Rowling's
anyway,
the devil.
I could believe that.
Supposedly conspiring against him, and he sent out Hathor, Heru, to destroy them. She got halfway and did a certain job, and then he sent out Sekhmet. Now, Sekhmet in the book The Devil, Jeffrey Burton Russell in this particular book, The Devil, is supposed to be a form of the devil. Anyway,
what,
the
devil
form
what? The devil.
And Ra put some beer
how
out
creative.
There, got her drunk so she could not destroy mankind. So who the hell is Ra? It's all in the book, Jeffrey Burton Russell's book.
Oh,
and it
no,
talks
not
about
him
that
talking
particular.
About Ra,
it
too.
It talks about that particular part.
Can't anyone
also,
leave Ra alone?
That particular part.
This is a
now,
crossover event.
Book, remember the brother John Chaney introduced
this Freddy
to
versus
they
Jason.
Say, when the comet rises in the neighborhood of Sirius, which is set Satan, there will be great difficulties in the house of kings, and brother will rise up against brother, and there shall be war and famine. And these things, the worshippers of the dog will rejoice. That's us, the dog star. And these conflicts and the spoils of these conflicts, we will go grow fat.
God damn.
What that is talking about, that
he
is
really
about
falling apart here.
Three sisters is hitting.
Actually growing
yeah.
fat from the spoils of war, which means when
and
you
I guess when you drink a gallon of it,
actually reap the harvest from that particular part. That's in the
well,
Necronomicon.
See, the devil,
book,
or I'm sorry, God wants you to speak clearly.
God wants you
now,
to be sober. That's
about
not
about
what you want to be. You need to be
most
as fucked up at all times as possible.
You
don't drink yourself into the hospital. You're not trying hard enough.
Itself. It does a certain amount of destruction like a hurricane, but then it peters out. It's not strong enough. The stuff that is going to take us out is the stuff that's beyond nature, which is the carbonated substance or the triple blackness of space, which is in the melanin.
Did he say
so
carbonated?
It sounded
world,
like it.
That's what
he must mean like the element carbon.
I believe
not
so, yes.
I mean, that's not what that word means, but I think I get what he was going for.
He's using the alternative meaning.
Right. Carbonated is not.
I think he meant carbonized.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm
going to
actually do this particular thing.
You know, carbonated.
Because our energy and subconscious has grown higher
oh, God.
Than the sun.
It killed
so
me.
Therefore,
that's
the,
what I get
the,
for speaking ill.
Yeah, well, see, white people can't handle it.
Carbonation has turned white people gay.
We're not built for it. We don't have enough melanin to handle carbonation.
They're drinking that fruity water. Making them gay.
The drink's that gay. Why I gotta taste so sugary?
LaCroix, you tell me that's not gay.
Freezing the next day and all that type of stuff. But we're talking about.
Oh, you want a Fanta? Okay, homo.
The manifestation of this particular energy is actually happening right now at this particular time. Now, this is what it means. Water is the ultimate elixir. Now, let me explain this
what?
To you.
Oh, I thought you would hate it.
Yeah, me too.
I explained it the last time.
That's disappointing.
Go back to this again. In the book.
Is he really about to? He's going to end a 5-hour lecture by talking about water.
let me get this book for you.
Yeah, there's really going to be no good conclusion to this. It seems like he's just going to end.
Yeah, I think. I kind of think this happened last time too. I think he just he doesn't pace his talks, and then he just ends when he is forced to leave.
This science. I broke this up in what you call it. So you can understand this.
Because I think if left to his own devices, right now, he'd probably go for like 11, 12 hours at
a
time.
He'd never stop.
Stuff might sustain the physical body, but we're trying to grow out of that. So we're talking about going from the physical to the spiritual. And the only thing that connects with the spiritual is water. Now let me explain this to you. It says this. The dew and moisture of the brain of the ancient macrocosmos or microcosmos. And it says this. From the skull distilleth a dew upon him, which is external and
dew,
fulfills
mountain dew.
His head
okay.
daily. From this dew, which floweth down his head, that mainly, which is external, the dead are raised up to the world to come. Now, very key
wow.
to understand it. Let me go back and read this again.
Yeah, of course. Why not?
It says.
Why not read it again?
From the skull, your skull.
Uh-huh.
He's talking about sweat.
Is a dew upon this brain, upon him.
Of course, he found a way to make sweating
him,
a lot of good thing.
Is external.
Well, he has to.
Yeah, it's not because his heart's fucking failing. It's because I'm the devil.
Now listen. With filling his head daily.
I was just picturing Bobby
now,
dressed up in like a fucking party city
dude,
devil
the
costume.
Horns.
Yeah, with the shitty pitchfork.
I'm the devil, y'all.
Head, mainly. Which is external, the dead are raised up into the world to come. And they says also talk about this in concerning it is written in C-A-N-T. What is that in the Bible? C-A-N-T.
Can't?
Hmm?
Or is he
canticles
talking?
Canticles, verse 2. So I don't know
canticles?
If that's the Bible or the Torah.
What?
Is Canticles a book in the Bible?
No.
I don't think
which
so.
Which is not written. It is
damn, either he's reading something that's not in the Bible or he severely mispronounced
Isaiah,
something.
Chapter,
I'm trying to think of what he could
that?
Even be confusing
26,
it with.
26, verse 19. The
I don't know.
The dew of light is thy dew of light. That is from the brightness of the ancient one. And by this dew are
Corinthians?
There the holy supernal ones.
I mean, maybe.
And that
instead
manna,
of the dew.
Which is prepared, is in the world to come. That dew is distilleth upon the holy ground of apple trees. This is which is written in Exodus chapter 16, verse 14. And when the dew is gone up.
When the dew does the dew,
behold,
the dew,
the
dew.
That's what
the
doing the dew is all about.
Round thing. That's
now, when
God.
You do the hokey pokey, you turn yourself about.
That, ladies and gentlemen,
right
is what it is all about.
Thank you. That's my time.
Which is in the color of itself, which is written in Numbers.
That booed me because I'm right.
Oh, okay, y'all don't want the truth.
The white man don't want you to know about the hokey
yeah.
pokey.
He wants you to not hokey pokey at all.
Which is a must read.
He wants you
now,
to just be regular pokeying.
Huh?
When you take your left hand out, that represents the left hand path.
It's a must read. You got one left and stuff. Don't walk out with this is a must read. Now, let me explain this to you. In your head is a bunch of melanin.
Oh, I'm out of time. Oh, okay.
Bunch of melanin.
He does have. He's got like 5 minutes left. Okay, in the head is melanin.
Now, shit. You know, hell. Do it that way. Let's see. This is your head. In the base of the spine, you know the spine is here.
Okay.
The 32 columns. That's where you get your 33rd degree. Your 30 to 32 columns. The base of the spine.
I don't think that's
is
true.
The most concentrated part of the melanin. In this particular part here is the pineal gland.
712.
In the pineal gland, the melanin comes up in this particular part because this melanin never stops moving.
Uh-huh.
Melanin never stops moving. It's chaos here. Here it comes to the pineal gland, which is the Lucifer light bringer.
Right.
That's what the light bringer is. In here, this particular melanin comes, and this particular melanin comes, and it becomes a hard rock.
Wow.
Not calcified. It's a hard black stone.
Yeah.
Called the Philosopher's Stone, or the stone that the builders
rejected. Damn, it really is Harry Potter.
Yeah, the Philosopher's Stone? I know what this is.
The stone that the builders reject will become the cornerstone. That's the stone of the wise, or the stone of Lucifer, or the stone of God, which is inside of your pineal gland, this particular. So what it is this melanin never stops moving.
I think he's, again, confusing melanin with melatonin.
He might be. He really might be.
That both man and God in their being.
Maybe whenever he sees melatonin, he's like, man, they spelled it wrong again.
These idiots.
These people are so dumb.
To manifest God on this planet.
I brought some raspberry melanin. Quick dissolved melanin.
I need to change this shit.
Just a guy who keeps eating melatonin thinking it's going to make him black. Someday I'll be able to say the N-word.
Damn, I just keep getting sleepy.
Fistfuls of melatonin.
Is this what being black is like? Being tired all the time? No wonder they're lazy.
This shit look like a universe. They went in the black man's brain and took a picture of this shit. They also went to Arabia and stole pieces of the goddamn Kaaba. You know, the damn
is this the strongest
stuff.
Melatonin you have, sir? I'm trying to be as dark as I can by Christmas.
Well, you know, the melatonin is structurally similar to DMT, if you want to get into the weird
just
shit.
Just like the other universe, never stops moving. It's chaos fear. In order for it
maybe
to
we need
to
do DMT again to jump back to the other timeline.
Maybe. That could be the only way to do it. Wherever we ended up is weird.
The monolith,
I am always
stone.
Afraid that, like, I'm going to come but out of this and I'm just going to be back on that couch.
We're going to wake up.
It's been 3.5 minutes.
Oh, fuck, dude. Oh, fuck.
Sun. Damn.
This is another sun. This is the sun behind the sun, Sirius. It's called Saul. You get Saul, Armand, hidden sun. Solomon. It was a principle. Never was a person. You, Solomon.
Oh, he was never a person.
Right, he's a hidden sun.
These biblical characters never existed as individuals.
Ah, I
they
see.
They were passed down from generation to generation. Just the Hebrews historicalized them. So Saul.
The Jews did.
They historicalized them.
Right after they carbonated them.
Yeah.
Assault.
Those sneaky
what's
Jews.
A-A-L-T? S-A-L-T? What? That was the other one.
Oh, we're out of time.
Salt comes from Saul, which is sun, the sun behind the sun, and seed. Now, in order to illuminate this seed, this seed is encased, it's trapped.
No fucking way.
Oh, man, they just...
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
Oh, they ran out of tape.
That's it.
Oh, they goofed and ran out of tape.
Didn't this happen last time, too, or one of the other two?
That's so unfortunate.
But there's still... Wait, there's 2 minutes left on the... That's really...
I think they must have ran out of film.
Somehow... That is the most fitting way this could all end.
Yeah, that's actually fine, to be honest.
We watch something for 8 months, and then there's just...
And then it just ends with no ending.
There's no end in the middle of the final point.
I mean, I guess, like, what would the ending have been?
Yeah, that's true. There's nothing he could say that could have possibly adequately summed up the last 5 hours.
The lectures, the linear portion is irrelevant. You can watch it in any order.
Yeah, they're all little bite-sized pieces. Well... There we have it, everyone. I guess we'll have to find a new Bobby lecture to go through for the next for 2024.
Just, you know, do the opposite of what you're supposed to, everybody.
All right. Patreon.com/InPlainSightPod. I've located some sort of a documentary about a cult that we will be watching.
Nice.
At Hidden Plain Sight Brandon on Instagram. You are at Brandon Steele Hidden on Instagram. We are at The Hidden Pod on Twitter. Until Friday, hoodoo.
Mamba out.
This is Friday. I'm an idiot.